Welcome to the March 24th, 2026, regular board meeting at 5 o'clock. Will you please call us to order?
You just did.
Oh, excuse me, roll call.
You're all good. Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Masalato.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Goodson.
Here.
All here.
Scott, would you please lead us in the flag salute?
I will. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I hope you meant me and not that guy.
Okay, acknowledgement of visitors. Do we have anybody?
Nope.
Board meeting minutes. Anybody have any questions? If not, I'll accept the motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Employee safety minutes, meeting minutes.
Yes, Madam Chair, we included those in your packet for your review. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Any questions?
No. I'll make a motion that we adopt the employee safety meeting minutes March 17th, 2026.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Authorization of warrants.
Yes, Madam Chair, Commissioner Pittman came in yesterday and we went over those.
Yeah, I had help with my granddaughter.
Oh, nice.
So the warrants were all paid at meeting numbers 30961 to 31020 in the amount of $1,468,574.52, including the commissioner's checks 11745 to 11750 and electronic fund transfers.
Are there any questions? Will someone make a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept the warrants.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Fiscal report?
Yes, Madam Chair, we included this month's fiscal reports in your packet. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Do you have any questions? Anybody has any questions?
No.
Okay, that was for informational purposes only. Ethic training?
Yes, so I'm just got to remind you guys that every 2 years you have to do ethics training, sexual harassment and ethics. If you have, generally you guys do them at your other entities, but if you don't, then we can arrange for you to take them at SCORE. So if anyone needs to take those, just let me or Christina know and we'll get you scheduled and get that set up for you.
Does she need a copy of the certificate or just keep it in our office is fine?
I will find out the official answer for that. I think we probably need a copy. I don't know if we need a copy, but I think we need the date that you did it. But I will find out officially and get back to you, Commissioner Salvucci, on exactly what we need from you guys. Or I'll have Christina email you or something.
You know, just off the top of my head, since you're going to do that, why don't you have her email or text everybody what their last date was? She's
cool.
Going to have that on
file. Sounds good.
That way we know for sure.
Yep, we're all up to date. Good idea.
Attorney report?
There's really no update in the litigation. Next CMC, next conference is going to be June 10th. So no update since the last time.
Okay.
June 10th, really?
Wow. June 10th. I know.
Isn't the time running out on that thing?
It is. I mean, that's it's kind of good for us. Yeah. 5 years, you know, 5 years total. Oh, so, man. And it was filed in 2023.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Right before
June 23rd, 2023. Wow. So 2028, it's got to be done. Yeah.
Amazing.
So are they just waiting for the time to run out?
I don't know.
They are unorganized. That's what I believe.
It's usually the simplest explanation. Yeah.
Thank you. Manager's report, please.
Yes, Madam Chair. So no operational problems to report this month. You guys will find at your spot. I'd like you guys each to take it home. The first draft of this 26-27 budget. Go through that. If there's any questions or concerns or anything like that, reach out to me. I would like to, if there are any edits that need to be done, I would like to do that before next month's meeting so we can bring it for adoption. If there's too many, obviously, then that won't work. We'll come back, talk about it next month, and then bring it back the month after that. But if there's no issues, we can get it done next month.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Interrupt you for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Back to operations and maintenance. Let everybody know that you switched over to bisulfite by not any other reason than the chemical company.
Yep. So to bring up what Scott's talking about. So a couple years ago, you guys authorized me to build that station out there for sodium bisulfite because we had a problem where we couldn't get gas tonners of sodium dioxide. So to dechlor, to take out the chlorine out of our water. Anyways, mm-hmm. We just had the same problem happen. The company called us up and said, hey, we're shutting down. We can't deliver. We got the EPA banged us on our scrubber, whatever. So we're out of business for like 2 weeks. So luckily, you guys already let me buy all that stuff. So the guys spent all day yesterday and today switching over. So now we're on liquid dechlor. We're going to have an internal conversation between me, Micah, and Mitch and decide whether we just want to stay on this or we want to go back to gas. Probably go back to gas. It's cheaper. Mm. There is the safety concern with gas. So we'll have a good roundabout discussion. I'll bring it back, let you guys know what we're thinking. It's still within the budgeted amount that I have in here. We'd still be able to cover it. But it does cost more to use the liquid. So
are you on hypochlorite?
No.
Okay, you're still on the gas?
Yeah, we're still on the gas.
Okay, so the RMP, PSM still...
It's still got to be there, yeah. So we'd only be getting rid of half the safety problem, you know. So.
The SO2 is the least.
Half. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We had a backup, so it worked.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. So anyways, go ahead and take a look at that budget. Hit me up with any questions or problems with it, and I'll fix them, and we'll bring it back next month. Project updates, solar, they are arriving April 6th. I had to get on them pretty good. They were supposed to be here last month, so they had some problems in engineering, but apparently they got it, and they're gonna start mobilizing in, and they will start delivering stuff next week, but they will start actual work on the first week of April, or the second week of April, April 6th. Plant upgrade, making some significant progress out there. It's starting to look like a wastewater facility. There's gates and stuff on the distribution box. There's a center column and a drive put into the clarifier, so they're really moving. The operators here at SCORE are going to have to earn their money in the next couple months because we're going to have to start bypassing certain parts of the plant, changing up operations here and there so they can tie in different pipes and do some stuff. So our SCORE operators are going to earn their money during that phase of this because they're going to have to really think outside the box on how to accomplish
a lot of taking the tanks in and out of service.
That's right. We still got to keep our effluent quality the same that it's always is. So we'll do it, but it'll be a challenge. Rudy Creek Pump Station. Micah, you want to get up the pictures real quick if we can? So Rudy Creek Pump Station is happening. It's pretty good.
Nice.
Pretty good progress over there. I talked to Brian today. He'll probably report at the next council meeting. I'm going to send these pictures to Tim and kind of a quick progress report so he can let you guys know since you guys are footing the bill or did foot the bill.
This was this morning.
Probably not. Well, you're maybe under your budget, but we've had a change order on the engineering side, so okay. Our budget's a little higher on
what
than
we've got. Going on?
There's a wet well and a dry well here. The dry well's just for the valves.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and then that the one will be have a big pad. It'll have valves in it, and then the pad, and then the electrical and all that stuff, the pumps, everything. So this, with the closest one to us, will have
the wet well.
That'll be the wet well with the
submersible pumps.
Stuff, right?
No. With that, will that require a confined space entry?
No.
No. Okay.
Technically, the one that we have over there now
does. Yeah.
Well, we have it situated where it, but technically, I think it does. But
it's that questionable.
Yes,
it's ventilated. It's always ventilated.
Yes.
As soon as you open the lid,
it's that.
Yeah.
You're on the line
there. And it is made, you know, that one was made to go down there and work in the environment, right? So that's like one of the first things. Is it made for human occupancy? Right. If it's not, then that one is made for it. So.
That's good.
But it is everything else, it meets the standard for combined space.
It's not a wet well, just keep it out.
Yeah, it's a dry well.
Any groundwater?
No. Tiny amount. Yeah. Maybe the pump's not even pumping.
I didn't think you.
Yeah, the pump's not even pumping.
How deep is that?
15
feet.
Yeah, I think so.
18 feet. Yeah.
So I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If there was a commissioner, because I'm a visual learner, wanted to just take a slight tour.
Yep, yeah.
I would call, set up a time.
Give us a call.
Anytime you want.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll get you a hard hat and a vest.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
If you want to walk out there, otherwise you could stand on our access.
Where our current lift station is right now, you could stand right there. You're on this side of the fence and look right down in there.
You may have to leave your stilettos in the
front. Yeah.
I will. I did that walking the street.
Yeah, request pictures of.
I seen her walk around this plant and those suckers.
Oh,
she can get down. Don't get it confused. On to funding, we're still working. We're working with the county. We're having a little bit of issues with the county. Nothing where we need to like bring in any politics to it at this point yet. But they're asking for way more documentation than our contract with them requires
for audit preparation.
Way more documentation than the contractor's ever seen. Way more documentation than our consultant that we're paying to run to administer the grant is ever seen. So they're going back and they're going to talk to HCD and make sure that they got their ducks in a row. But it's causing issues because the contractor is now saying, well, if you need us to do that type of homework, then it's a change order.
Scott and his team have actually done some
work. He's already weighed in on it.
I agree. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so he weighed in on the legal side of it. We haven't had him send a letter or anything yet because now we're getting political and I don't really want to get there yet. Plus, I'm also begging for another $6.3 million.
Right. Right.
So, so we're trying to play the game as nice as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. But it might come to a point where maybe one of the politicians need to talk to another politician and grease the skids for us, but we're not there yet.
Well, my fear on it, what we're having with the housing authorities, HCD is getting so many new staff. Every time a new person comes in, they change the business. And
yep.
We're dealing with the housing authority all the time, and they reduce the staff, and then they get new staff on top of it. So there's nobody that can train them to what was done before in the past. So it's really confusing. Very confusing. And when you say HCD, I just go, oh God.
So I kind of already combined this one in, but we are still waiting for the termination on the other $6.3 million.
Okay.
Entity reports, we just got Rudy Creek going on. That's going to serve Thermalito and paid for by the city. I'm keeping both.
It serves the city also.
It serves the city also. It
serves the airport.
Ching.
I'm keeping Thermalito informed on the progress there, and I'm keeping the city informed on the progress. And I got didn't really deal with Loepud too much this month. Not a good thing or a bad thing, just didn't. So that's all I got. If you guys got any questions.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have any questions. Any questions?
I have none.
Just a comment. Are you all aware of the Red Creek subdivision being worked on?
That started?
Yeah, it started. I was in shock. I had no idea it was that far along. It's like, holy shit.
Started, like grading started?
Major grading. Yeah, it's
great.
There's probably 15 pieces of equipment down there tearing things up, and I had to call the city to make sure they got a grading permit because I didn't know. Nobody said a word about it, and I went up there. It's like, holy crap. So that's a good thing. The other thing I'll mention is this, the subcontractors for the solar for the Bree project, they're all turned in their bids and everything, so they're gearing that up. Just the framing contract, subcontract for the solar panels is $2.5 million. Just for the framing.
Yeah.
Just to hold the solar panels up. So it'll be an interesting, I think 13 or 15 megawatt system.
Wow. That's great.
Right behind us here. So that's it.
Any other comments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, we're done?
5:14.
There you go.
The meeting is adjourned.
Wow.
April 20th.
You missed it by 2 minutes.
Darn.
That was my fault. On purpose.